I couldn't eat dessert, so don't ask me, Susanna said when she'd finished cleaning her plate for the second time, sopping up the remains of the gravy with a piece of bread. I'm not sure I can even get down from this chair.
Well, that's all right, Joe said, looking disappointed. Maybe later. I've got a chocolate pudding and a butterscotch one.
Roland raised his napkin to muffle a belch, and then said, I could eat a dab of both, I think.
Well, come to that, maybe I could, too, Susanna allowed.
How many eons since she'd tasted butterscotch? When they were done with the pudding, Susanna offered to help with the cleaning up, but Joe waved her away, saying he'd just put the pots and plates in the dishwasher to rinse and then run the whole happy bunch of them later. He seemed spryer to her as he and Roland went back and forth into the kitchen, less dependent on the stick. Susanna guessed that the little piss of rum, or maybe several of them adding up to one large piss by the end of the meal, might have had something to do with it. He poured coffee, and the three of them, four counting Oi, sat down in the living room. Outside, it was growing dark and the wind was screaming louder than ever.
Mordred's out there someplace, hunkered down in a snow hollow or a grove of trees, she thought,
and once again had to stifle pity for him. It would have been easier if she hadn't known that, murderous or not, he must still be a child.
Tell us how you came to be here, Joe, Roland invited. Joe grinned.
That's a hair-raising story, he said. But if you really want to hear it, I guess I don't mind telling it.
The grin mellowed to a wistful smile.
It's nice having folks to talk to for a little bit. Lippy does all right at listening, but she never says nothing back.
He'd started off trying to be a teacher, Joe said, but quickly discovered that life wasn't for him. He liked the kids, loved them, in fact, but hated all the administrative bullshit and the way the system seemed set up to make sure no square pegs escaped the relentless rounding process. He quit teaching after only 3 years and went into show business.